Come over here and help me trim the tree. I wanna wrap you up, baby, they'll see you're the only prisoner I need. There's so much more waiting for you in store. On this precious day, I can barely say there's no place that I'd rather be. No, you are my everything, girl, my little brother.
You're my legend from heaven.
Thank you. paper, number two pencil. Is he writing rhymes, staring out the window? I can see myself on billboard pictures. Little kid, but with a lot of vision. Single home, one television. I will watch the dishes, tell my little sisters I'ma make it one day in the music business. Grew up listening to Salt and Pepper, Roxanne Dante, and a couple others. Whatever happened to women and substance? Nowadays, only a couple others. So I fill my cup up with plenty of it. Double up, they say it's all enough, and I was born with nothing. Did a lot of struggling, so before I go, I'ma accomplish something. I promise I'ma find a way to take care of my family. I asked my mama who she wanna meet. She told me Oprah Winfrey, Tyler Perry would be sweet. Fly my whole hood out to the awards. My niece and nephews ask for anything, the world is yours. I share my blessings with the best of them. My time is now, no looking back, pray for the rest of the man.
I see what you know, I see what you know.
Grown Folks Business Season 4 Christmas Edition. And that was a submission from Katrina Kenworth. She said, and we have a double play from her today. She gave us two submissions, so we're going to get into the next one. And the title of this song is Subliminal Thought. And we're going to come back and get into some grown folks business. So you guys don't go nowhere. Hang on tight.
I'm on my Shantae. Can I wear Katrina on the track? DMV, let's get it. I'm on my Shantae. See me, they salute like I'm Shantae. Shantae. Bitches, but I'm cute. Call me Shantae. Shantae. My crew got that juice. Wearing the Shantae. Rock. I got bomb bars. I'm a Bombay. Bombay. You rockin' bamboo. Then that's Shantae. Shantae. Female out your group. Call that Shantae. With the boots, then that's Shantae. Rock, we got bomb bars, we some Bombay.
You rock bamboos, you a Bombay. With your juice crew, sippin' Bombay. Got your head down.
baby girl, you off your Shante. Let's get it.
See me a salute like I'm Shante. Shante, this is what I'm cute. Call me Shante. Shante, my crew got that juice. Where the Shante? Rock. I got bomb bars. I'm a Bombay. Bombay, you rockin' bamboo. Then that Shante. Shante, female out your group. Call that Shante. Shante, work up with the boots. Then that Shante. Rock. We got bomb bars. We some Bombay.
Because it is Christmas Eve, it's Grown Folks Business Saturday, and we have a special guest, OG Prana, coming into the building about 12:30. I have DJ Sergeant Rock and God Heru with me. Merry Christmas, you guys.
Hey, 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 man. Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Sprechen Deutsch, Guten Morgen, Parlez-vous Francais, and all that shit. What's up with y'all?
Listen at the God. Just listen at it. What's going on?
Oh, man, you know, I'm just chilling, man, sitting back. My coffee was late, so, you know, I was a little late.
Oh, yeah? Are you drinking coffee this time of day? Oh, well, it's still early morning there. I forget.
Yeah, yeah. You know, see, you used to me being on your time. Now I'm on this time.
Right. Well, you know.
How you doing this morning?
I'm good. I just made me a drink. I'm sitting here and I'm ready to do the show, but I tasted it and it was entirely too strong, so I had to regroup and start off.
Yeah, cause we need you to make it all the way through the show. You know what I'm saying? We need you to be buzzing. You know, not faded.
Right. I don't want to be faded, but I'm going to definitely be buzzing because it's the holidays and we working. So it is what it is. We over here. And I want to thank the radio submission that we have. We have some female radio submissions this week. And that's a beautiful thing. I'm always glad when we have female submissions over here on the show. And we're actually going to have a female here interview, so it's going to be like a women's day up in here. I'm feeling good.
whenever, you know, I might not be here for the whole show, man, but you know, whenever a woman is over here, you know, I got to slide in, slide out. You know how I do.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, you guys, we're going to come back in just a minute and get into some topics here, but we're going to play Grindhard Radio's own Miss Chief. Double Bag. It's a hot track, y'all. You gotta listen to it. We're gonna get into it right now. And we'll be back. 2 minutes.
Yeah. Double bag deep inside the source. We don't sleep. See the light on, that's our torch. Duffel bag deep inside the source. We don't sleep. See the light on, that's our torch. Duffel bag deep inside the source. We don't sleep. See the light on, that's my torch. Taking everything in here by natural force. I know the others get stuck and get off the porch. I'll be 16 and 90 by the come of March. That 16 fires burn away your bark. I got a duffel bag. Everything in it is starch. And if I reach in, I'ma pull out something large. Bust it wide open. I wear it like it's a corsage. Pretty though, with the goons in my entourage. Duffel bag, girl, yeah, no mirage. Lyrics like Maserati when I pull out the rush. It make a big boom like a verbal barrage. Duffel bag deep, picture this, it's a collage. I can hear all the haters over all its claws. Got the remote, click, I put them all on pause. Duffel bag deep inside the source. We don't sleep, see the light on, that's our torch. Duffel bag deep inside the source. We don't sleep, see the light on, that's our torch. Duffel bag deep inside the source. We don't sleep, see the light on, that's our torch. That's what bad deep inside the force. We don't sleep. See the light, I'm
I gotta keep the books like I'm a local librarian. Cause duffel bag deep dealing with some barbarians. When I cut up, I give them all cesareans. What's beef when you talking to a vegetarian? No fun when I whip out them Nancy Kerrigans. I'm on my Maryland, really there's no comparison. I need two goons to help me just carry it in. I'm duffel bag, I'm dope, just like a heroine. I got them higher than a five-star Sheridan. The great view, they won't miss, let me sparrow in. Quick, fast, and I narrow in, they won't last. Just watch how I just settle in. I'm trying to break ground, do some up-leveling. They do much talk, but really say irrelevant. Me, I keep strong, just working on my development. And I'm original, Kush Medical Medicine.
Duffel bag deep inside the force. We don't sleep, see the light on, that's our torch. Duffel bag deep inside the force. We don't sleep, see the light on, that's our torch. Duffel bag deep inside the force. We don't sleep, see the light on, that's our torch. Duffel bag deep inside the force. We don't sleep, see the light on, that's our torch.
All right,
Miss Chiefs.
The queen.
I am. Hey, DJ Sergeant Rock, what's happening?
Whoa, what's up, Tweety Beezy? What's happening, baby? You know we broadcast the live on everybody's radio dial, Grown Folks Business, with Tweety B and the number one guard. Hey, Roo, what it do, fam? Bam, you know what I'm talking about?
What it do, man? What it do?
Man, I'm back off in this thing. You know what I'm saying? It's always a pleasure to rock with you, Hey Roo. You know what I'm saying? Believe it or not, you're one of the more clever brothers I've seen on the air. So you know I got to fuck with you. You know what I'm talking about? That's the hip-hop in us. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, you know how it go. Man, I fucks around over here in Dallas, man. But you know I ain't part of the hip-hop industry all like that. You know.
I know it. But you just have so much intelligence on it. You know?
Yeah, man.
He does.
Hey,
he reminds
like
me of my
chill,
partner,
man. Yeah.
Black.
Yeah.
He reminds me of my partner, Big Black.
Y'all don't know he's an underlying MC. You know, hey, Ruben
oh,
Rap.
Oh,
y'all
oh,
don't
oh.
know.
Hey.
I'm going to get him to rap for y'all one day. I'm trying to get him on the track right now. He's trying to bullshit me, but I'm going to get him on now. Y'all don't believe me, but hey, Ruben got some spin in him now.
Don't
let
well, okay. Well, I'm
gonna
be looking for it.
Right.
For real.
Okay, so I wanna ask you guys something. How do I sound? Do I sound okay?
Yeah,
yeah
you
sound
real
you
nice. My song is up, but your mic sound real nice, you did. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well
yeah,
I just
you,
wanna say very
a very
special
to tell
thank
you
for my microphone. Huh?
You got a little feedback.
What you say, Hey Roo? I got a little feedback.
Whenever.
Yeah, because I got two lines going, and I wanted
yeah,
to make sure
okay.
I was straight on this mic. But
yeah,
once
okay.
I know I'm straight on this mic, then I'm going to click that other line. Yeah, but yeah, I just want to say a special thank you for my Christmas gift. It was a very nice gift. I needed a studio mic that I could use for the show, and I'm greatly appreciative for it, and we're going to get into our first topic. All right, the topic, first topic of the evening, guys. Should you, okay, well, I don't know how I should even word this. Okay, if you have a significant other, and just so happen to have a side significant other, do you spend time with both on the holiday, Christmas holiday? So that is the question. Do you do you spend time with your side piece for Christmas or not? That's the question.
Oh, I'm gonna be honest with you. That only works for people if you're single. That doesn't work for people that's married and got girlfriends, boyfriends. That shit don't work. The holidays belong to the special folks, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, right now, it's Christmas time, and the side piece think that they going to get somebody's time, all their time? No. So all y'all side pieces out there, if you ain't get the Christmas presents you wanted, it's because you a side piece anyway. You know what I'm talking about?
That's so low down. That is so low down. Okay, and hey, Rue, what you think? You get to spend some time with the side piece or not?
I mean, I don't really, you know, I'm going to just say this here first. The side piece as side dude or chick rules are, as they say, you don't get no holidays, man. You know what I'm saying? You only get certain hours. You don't get no after this time of night. You don't get no quality shit. You just get whatever you got, whatever they got to give you. At the same time,
okay,
man, you know, I don't do the side piece thing, man. You know, I'm more of a round table type of cat. You know, everybody be equal. You know, I mean, depending on your situation and your location next to me,
you know,
your specialness, you know what I'm saying? It's like,
I knew it wasn't
going to
take long.
Wow. You know what I'm saying? No, but that's just how I feel. I feel like, man, you know what I'm saying? All this side piece, side this and that, that's just a bunch of lying and bullshit, people hoeing around. I mean, if you're going to have a team, the team should know each other so they can pass the ball to each other, man, at the right time.
I know that's right.
You know what I'm saying? They might recognize each other in trouble in traffic. Like, hey, if this is some other female I'm messing with, and she contributed to the overall financial or spiritual or whatever of the team, and you see her like on the side of the road, you probably pull over. What's up? Need a lift somewhere? Tire flat? Maybe we can both jack this
right
each other. Anything. Recognize the family in traffic. It's like when you got a gang of kids. If you a dude, you want to get all your kids together. Like, look, this your sister. This your brother, because y'all all in the same neighborhood. We don't need y'all 13, 14 years old trying to fuck each other. Need to know who each other is.
Right.
That's real.
Right.
Yeah, so it's like, okay. I can't really relate to the side thing, man. You know, like I said, I got that round table thing, man. Everybody be like, what's up?
Okay. All right, well, my next topic is...
Damn.
Let's see. How can you tell? No, I have some, you know, shit going on. At, you know how it is when you try to do a show. You already know how it is. You trying to do
hey.
A show. Everybody
hey.
Want to start doing everything. You can be quiet as hell. Nobody moving. Nobody doing nothing. Soon as
so
you
this?
Turn the microphone
on, the
air. Everybody want to get crunk.
Hey, like hey. That shit remind you of them newscasts trying to do an interview. People be sliding their head in the camera, want to come stand behind
right.
them. Look all
right.
that fear and shit.
Right on. Right on.
You know, that kind of
Okay, my next topic question is this. If you're a parent, how can you explain to a child that you may not be able to get the gift that the child wants? For Christmas. Because this is kind of like a, you know, children are expensive these days. And
right. They
are hard to buy for this time of year, especially if you got more than one.
Right.
So I just want to know, are you guys, like, how would you, what would be your approach to, like, handling in a situation where maybe you can't afford the gift that your child really wants for Christmas? And, hey, Rue, what's your thoughts on that?
Man, look, I'm going to tell you this right here. If you a parent, at the end of the day, you got to start saving for that special little something, man, in the beginning of the year. You got to make some sacrifices. You know, your kids be wanting stuff. You know they be wanting stuff. You got to cut back, man, on some of them fast food shit. Cook. You know, it's a lot of different things that you can do, man, to save your money to be able to provide your child with something, especially if that child is excelling and working hard and studying. If you got a little badass kid, you just, man, I stick with the Santa Claus thing, man, like Santa Claus didn't feel you deserved that. You know that you got suspended them two times this year. Teacher sent you back. You got called. Remember I told you keep your room clean. You didn't clean your room. Santa Claus was tripping. You know, I guess you was on the naughty
right.
list. So all you got was
You know what I'm saying? You didn't get no iPad. You just got that that flickety flick tablet. You know that. Maybe next year, you know, you get your grades up and you get all of this. I mean, it's like I'm just keeping it 100, man. I believe in living. You're not supposed to spend more than 40%, man, of your gross income. You feel what I'm saying? That's how you save to buy a house and stuff like that. If my son ain't out there in the yard, man, making like 15, 20 free throws in a row, man, you know what I'm saying, doing some stuff, he not getting no Jordans. You ain't going to never be Jordan. You don't need no Jordan. We don't need all that. I'm going to encourage you, but we ain't going to be trying to have you keeping up with all these other folks, man. You know what I'm saying? You trying to keep up with Tommy. Tommy daddy a D-boy. You know what I'm saying? His money coming off the block, man. You know, I'm sweat. Do you want to smell my shoes? You want to smell my feet funky? I've been working all day. You know what I'm saying? I've been working all day. I worked hard. You know, I worked hard. That's what you got to tell. You got to teach your kids reality. You can create some
That's
fantasy,
true,
but you got to teach them reality. You got to teach them you got to work hard for stuff. What are you willing to give up for that? You want that iPad? Okay, what do you not want? You know, we gonna get you some of them.
Right.
We gonna get you some of them shoes. They got the TS on the side, the tennis shoes, for this year. And then you can get an iPad. You know, we gonna get you some of them jeans with a J on the pocket. The jeans.
He is so ignorant.
I'm just saying.
I promise.
Oh, that's the problem, man. Kids are going to be sharp, man, and have everything and live like they living good, man. We living in the projects. You don't get all that stuff. Plus, you a punk. Dude going to take your shoes tomorrow.
Right.
I'm not getting you all of that stuff.
Right.
I'm going to keep them grounded in reality. Keep your kids grounded in reality.
Okay.
That's how you explain it to them, man.
Okay,
Rob,
how would you explain it to a child that you may not? I'm sorry. Were you not finished? I'm sorry.
No, I just was going to say this. If your child is doing something special and excelling at something and they need something, man, to further that pursuit, like if your child is studying science and likes science and you need that extra little microscope or something like that, man, I mean, man, I'm going to sell some shit. I'm going to sacrifice to get that. You know, if my child is good at tennis and they need a new rack, I'm going to sell some shit. You know, if I got to go donate some blood or something, I'm going to do that. That I just want to add that part. If they got, you know, I'm gonna do what I gotta do as a dad to make sure they get certain shit.
Okay. All right, DJ Sergeant Rock, what's your thoughts? What's your thoughts on that one? How you tell your child maybe that you can't have that this year? It's a little too expensive.
You know what? You know, okay. Now, since I'm, you know, pretty much the parent that's been around more than 25 years, then, you know, I pretty much grow my children year to year. Like, I don't wait. You know what I'm saying? I pretty much tell them, like, look, all this stuff you see going on, it ain't what you think it is, so don't put your heart and your soul and your feelings into a gift that you didn't get, because we need lights, we need water, we need gas, we need food. You know what I'm saying? You need clothes. You need a bed to sleep in. You know what I'm saying? So I pretty much groom my turn. You know, every year it's not going to be the superstar year for you. You know what I'm saying? Because
right.
It might be a lot of stuff going on that might need to get taken care of. You know what I'm saying? Got insurance to pay for. You know what I'm saying? Miscellaneous things be happening. Folks go to the hospital. Family members go to the hospital and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Death in the family. So, you know, it's not going to always be a year of gimme what I want. And I groom my children in that, especially my oldest son. My oldest son knew off the bat what was going on when he was younger because he seen it. So, you know, that means he knows what time it is. And you know, you do what you can while you can. But, you know, I pretty much trained my children. They already know what time it is. Well, if we didn't get nothing, that means that they ain't got it this year. You damn right, I sure don't. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's not to say that to, you know, be like, I ain't got it this year, you can't get it. No, I might wait till after Christmas to give it to you. You know what I'm saying? I might have the money after Christmas. It should be cheaper after Christmas. You know what I'm saying? Dude, I don't think people really understand how much they price gouge shit. You know what I'm saying? They start off at the beginning to get you into it, and then when it's over with, they drop it all the way down. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I pretty much grew my children in the mentality of knowing that, you know, it's only going to cost a lot of money for a minute. But once the price go down, it go down, and you come out cheaper after the fact.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's
absolutely. I agree. Okay, you guys, we are waiting for our guest, OG Primer, to get into the building. And we're going to play some music right here while we wait. We have two submissions. We're going to play a back-to-back from Kello. The first one is Right Now, and we're going to get into it right now. And the second track is Rider. And this is Kello. We'll be back for more Grown Folks Business. Season 4.
Is amazing, but I'm home now. Put the phone down, bring the pussy over here, let me taste it. Open your eyes, give me fuck faces. The many things I could do, but I'd rather be here with you. Type of girl, change your life for. Ain't no limit on the price for. Stay focused when I'm not around. Pick me up when I fall down. Make a king feel like he supposed to. Now let me tell you what I'm gonna do. Anything for your girl, swear to God that it's your world. I'm just trying to find my place in it. Put my whole face in it, would you like that? She give me favor for a favor, hit me right back. Little mama off the chain, I can see her with my last name. Right now is what I want to make. And I can do anything. We'll do anything for you. Ain't no limit with a thug boo. Sit back, suck a voodoo. While we laughing at the past like Hulu. Leo and a Scorpio. Zodiac taking pad to bowls. So we took it there, hell yeah. Stand together like who cares. To the nigga that had it, I know it ain't fair. And I said it so I don't share. Wow, bring the body over here like right now. Right now, right now.
Right now, my love is waiting for you. Come right now. We'll do anything for you. Right now, my love is waiting for you. Come right now, we'll do anything for you.
When you gonna let me hit that? You seeing to me vibes, got the look in your eyes like you wanna give me some of that Kit Kat. You turning them down when they all come around, and I wanna take you girl that I dig that. I feel like you wanna see it, make me wanna get it in. I just wanna know is you with that. I know you got a freaky side, let me bring that out. Have you ever fucked around with a third nigga like me? Let me show you what your G's about. Let's cross that line, baby, I can't wait. What's it gonna do, baby, what's it gonna take? When you tell the bitches that you fucking the rubber for Jelena, what best believe they gon' hate? Real niggas can relate. Without the down, when a nigga feeling out of place. She so into me, getting this all in her face. She know what coming over, she so anxious, she can't wait. She gon' make moves if a nigga catch a case. Keep it 100, ain't nothing but her face. She trapped in my world, she don't even wanna escape. Baby body killing shit, bring the yellow tape. We count our money, blowing doors at the gates. I'm a number one soldier, and she be my ace. You chose the right one, baby, you got some taste. Ain't nothing so about it, moving at a fast pace. I'm hella seasoned since the young and I've been late. Your love's a 187, it's killing my heart rate. You've learned from heartbreak. In this world, you be the shark of shark bait.
Right now, my love is waiting for you. Come right now, we'll do anything for you. Right now, my love is waiting for you. Come right now, we'll do anything for you. Right now I'll do girls and anything but you right now.
Radio submission from Kello. What did you guys think of this artist? Either one.
I like the second track more than I liked the first track. The first track, you know, he was pretty much, you know, getting his, you know, lyrical flow on. I'm not saying it was bad, but my preference, that second track pretty much did it for me because it had more of a, it had more of a kick to it, a bite to it. You know what I'm saying? He was really getting his hip hop on that second track. First track, all right, but I really love the second track, straight up.
Okay. What about you, Hayru?
I mean, it's like, it was, I kind of liked it a little bit because it was old school. Like, it had a
right.
sound of, like, somebody you heard before, like that. I'm trying to think of who it was, man, but it's like, it's one of them old grimy-ass song, like sounds from, like, that the if you listen like the 90s type of little grimy
right.
type, it's like you right. know what I'm saying, that like if
pretty,
it's fuck
pretty,
me
pretty.
Then it's fuck you too, you know what I'm saying, like you know that right. type of shit, that shit was grimy, you know what I'm saying. I was feeling that, you know what I'm saying, but you know it was all right, man, you know what I'm saying. I ain't you know me, man, you know I'm real particular. Real particular,
yeah.
man, you know.
Well, I mean, it was okay for me. It wasn't something that I just like, you know. I mean, it was okay for me. It was all
right. Right.
It was all right. And
but the second track
he's
most notable.
Trying to get it. Yeah, he's actually trying to get an interview to come over here on the show, and maybe we'll get a chance to tell him personally if he decides to book the show, but. Me personally, those two tracks, I like the second one better than the first. I didn't too much like the first track, but the second track was a little better. So
right.
That was my thoughts on it. Okay, we're still waiting for our guest. I don't know if she's gonna make it or not, but we're gonna get into another topic here. And,
hey, look, before we get into another topic, I just want to say this, man, because I've been feeling kind of guilty, like, all week long, man. People have been hollering at me. You know, I've been recommending people listen to the show, people that start listening. I just want to say this, man, and I ain't going to be long about it so we can get into the topic. Ain't a motherfucking thing cool about prison. Nothing.
Okay.
The clothes, where you sleep, the education. The only thing, man, you know what I'm saying, that a motherfucker can possibly say it's all right about prison is they slowly trying to change the system and have motherfuckers doing less time. You feel what I'm saying? It's like it's
right.
nothing cool about it. The food they feed you, where you sleep at, how you sleep, how you shit, how you eat, where you go to school at, where you work out at, even the niggas that you around ain't shit.
Right, right.
I'm not trying to say
right.
it's not no good brothers in prison, but I'm trying to say this right here, man. It's not where you want to go to meet no good brothers. It's not where you want to go to get an education. It's not where you want to go to do nothing. And I feel
right.
obligated to say that. I didn't want to say nothing disrespectful to the brother on the show. I don't disrespect people because I'm a respectful person, not because at times they don't be deserving being disrespected. But I just want to say, man, that it's nothing, and I repeat, nothing cool about prison. The education system in prison is not the best in the world. I repeat, it is not the best in the world. Prison colleges are simply street colleges that choose to allow prisoners to take courses, and they don't even allow them to take all the courses. These are
right.
facts. You get
right.
what I'm saying? It's nothing
right.
cool about that. If you listen to the dialogue of most individuals who feel like they are conscious black individuals that come from prison, most of the ones who harp on being conscious black people, they will constantly use words out of context. They will attempt to use these large words to fool you and bamboozle you into believing that they've obtained this large vocabulary that really consists of nothing and nonsensical ass words that have been made up. You know,
right.
I'm not trying to knock nobody, but I just wanted to be clear that over here on Grown Folks Business, we don't advocate college in prison.
And that's period.
No,
Wild Talk Radio, Ryan Hard Radio, we ain't standing on none of that bullshit. Understand me? Because we know better. You know what I'm saying? So all our listeners out there that's listening, you know what I'm saying? That's just one person's opinion. Don't take that shit to heart. But we, as a crew and a network, We ain't rocking like that. You know what I'm saying? Salute to the guy, hey, Rue, for pointing that out. You understand me? And that's true.
Absolutely. I actually got a chance to have a conversation with him after the show, a couple of days or so after the show, because it just bothered me so much that a black man could feel this way, genuinely on a topic like that, and it bothered me. So I contacted him and I asked him again, like, I can't say that I could even agree with that, even after hearing what he had to say, was because if you don't have anything else to compare it to, if you've never been to a real college outside of a facility, then you don't have an argument. You can't say that it has the best when you don't know what the other options are. And that was my only thing with that. And I want our listeners to know that it is never the best education in a correctional facility for nothing. Not the best education for anything in there.
Right.
And that's
right.
My personal opinion. Listen.
That's not an opinion. That's a fact. It's not even a good education for crime, because all the people in prison got caught.
Right. I'll get ready to say that.
Right.
Yeah. Even snitched on got counted because you did not check your circle. Your business got out, so you failed somewhere along the line. Dig what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It can't be said enough, man, that prison is not a viable option for nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's not a viable option for nothing, man.
Now, you know who prison is for, hey, Rue? You know who the prison is good for? The people that ain't never going nowhere. You understand?
No, it's not even good for them, man.
No, listen what I'm saying. Listen what I'm saying. The reason why I say that is because, you know, the dude, Dawoo, he holler about, you know, it's the best place to get education. Well, you got a lot of brothers that can get educated all day long, but they still ain't going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's like, up to the person's mindset if they really want to go to the libraries in prison and try to learn something. Okay, yeah, cool, but that's not the best education in the world. You know what I'm saying? That's all I was saying.
Right.
Like, don't count that, because them brothers ain't going nowhere. Like, they get the best education in the world, and that's not true. You know what I'm saying?
It's the best education you could get if you don't have another option, if you already there.
Right. Right.
But at the end of the day, man, it's like it's about not going there. You know what
right.
I'm saying? And it's like I'm really starting to see, man, this time for us to have another one of these forums, man, on, you know, on Black Thought, on, you know, educating our youth, man, on reaching out, because we got people, man, being big homies and uncles and stuff like that, man, whose mindset, man, is like, you know, like. It's poison, man. It's poison.
Right.
That's not cool. But I'm not going to speak on whether what the brother said is this or what the brother said, because the brother not here, and I don't really get into doing that. That's why I don't speak on the name. That's why I simply spoke on the fact that prison is not a viable option. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to do no exchanges no more. I'm just glad I'm not on the board, because I'm of a mindset that when people hijack a media source to spout nonsense, you're supposed to just cut them off, man, because you wouldn't have been in no other radio show or on the TV show spouting no nonsense. I come on there to talk about my book and start talking about the Klan. They're going to be going to a commercial.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I just feel like certain stuff shouldn't even get out there, man, because it's people who listen and believe. Some people only listen to half of stuff. You know what I mean? People only listen to half of stuff, and that's not good. That might have been the only part of the show that they caught, and I really feel bad for anybody. That's why I felt moved to comment on it today.
Right. Absolutely. And thank you for that. I really appreciate it, you guys. I'm going to look on the board, because we do have some numbers on the board, and I do see you, caller. We're going to try to get you in here. And right now, what I'm going to do is play this Draco on me. And I'm going to see if I can get our guest on the floor here.
So we're going to get to that right now, you guys. We're going to come back for more Grown Folks Business Season 4 Christmas Edition. Don't go nowhere, all right?
Saturdays, every Saturday at 12 p.m. Eastern on Grind Hard Radio. If you're missing out, you losing. And you know this?
Pimpin', pimpin', pimpin'. What's going on, people? It's your boy Big Bird with the Grown Folks Radio Sports Report. Man, it's really going down right now in the NFL. And if you're an NFL fan, man, oh, you don't know what you're missing. Because right now it's getting down to the nitty-gritty, and you got all these teams, you know, fighting to try to get playoff position, some trying to get in, some trying to get better position in the seeding in the playoffs. Dallas, they pretty much set, so they're going to probably rest their players for the next couple of weeks. But you got Atlanta and Carolina coming on today at 1 o'clock, as a matter of fact. And Atlanta's trying to play to get better seeding, but also Carolina's fighting. They still got a little chance to get in, so they're trying to fight to see their playoff hopes still exist. Then also you got Seattle, teams like Seattle, Denver, Kansas City, New England, all these teams right now trying to get in there, man, trying to better their seeding and positioning so they can be successful in the playoffs. But it's going down, man. It's really going down. And then also what's cranking up is college basketball. Got this team out here, man. Kentucky, they got this young guy named Marcus Mullen. I don't know if y'all saw that game the other day when they played North Carolina. This guy had them to 50 points, man, as a freshman in college, fresh out of high school. And he's telling on the college level performing like that. So you can look at this guy to be probably one of the first picks in the draft and shit. Coming up, he's a bad boy. I'm trying to tell you, keep your eye on that guy, Marcus Mullen, man. He's an impressive athlete, and he's gonna do some big things once he gets to the pro level. And then also, you got the bowl season coming up. Georgia plays next week on the 30th. They play against TCU. It should be a good game. And I think the Gators play today. And then you got a few bowl games coming on this evening after the NFL games go off. So it's going to be a pretty eventful today, man. So, you know, sports is going to be just full-fledged. Every year around Christmas time, they have the bowl games and everything popping off. So y'all keep y'all ears to the street, man, and stay focused on what they got going on. But it's your boy, Big Bird, with the Sports Report. You know what I'm saying? Tweety B repping at Grown Folk Business. Y'all do y'all thing, man. Have a great Saturday, man. Peace out.
All right.
Yeah.
Everybody. I always like to listen to the sports and see what's going on with the sports. Shout out to Big Bird for bringing us the sports every other week. We really appreciate that. And we do have our guest of the evening in the building. OG Prana is here with us, and we are glad to welcome her to the show. How you doing, ma'am?
I'm doing fine. How everybody doing?
Good.
I'm honored to be on the show. It's been a beautiful day.
Yeah,
I know,
that's right.
Merry
Christmas to you.
Okay. Yes, I'll be on the road to everyone. Yeah, I don't celebrate Christmas, but I don't take it away from the children. So I just like everybody being happy and loving each other at one time. So I just, you know, feel good about it.
That's what's up.
I know, that's right. We need more love.
Okay.
Now, we've been having your music over here playing, and we're glad to have you finally over here on the show. We also had a little discussion, so we've been kind of, you know, keeping up with you and talking about you a little bit over here on the show. And I had told Dawood, now this was the week of, I think it was maybe a couple of weeks before the battle. I said, if Rock Rebel loses to a girl, Grown Folks Business is going to have something to say.
So when
it actually went down, I made sure that I posted it so our listeners could get a chance to, you know, look at it and give us their views. But I want to congratulate you on that battle, because you definitely did win that battle. It was not even a question at all.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I salute you. Absolutely. You're a wonderful female artist. Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Now, I do want to get a chance to get into these questions that I have for you. And I just wanted to know, like, what was your cue, like, your knowing that you wanted to do this female rap artist?
Well, I've been loving music since I was little, but I didn't know I was going to rap. My dad is one of the originators of a lot of the global bands here in D.C., Rare Essence, Trouble Phone, EU, and things like that. Then Chuck Brown was my godfather. So I was around music. I'm kind of blessed a little bit. Yeah, so like, but I didn't rap. I did poetry in junior high, but I played musical instruments. I was in a marching band from 7th grade to 9th grade, and I also was the first female drum major in D.C. in the 9th grade.
Wow, that's major.
Go, girl.
Thank you. The music was in me. It's just I didn't know I could rap. All right, thank you. Go down there. So after we started going to the Go-Go, you know, D.C. is famous for Go-Go.
Yep.
And I know since I already knew all the songs on the radio, I heard in my head, I heard a song, Master P, make him say, So I told one of the Go-Go band members, I said, I think y'all should hit, make him say, And I hear back y'all hitting that. So when they hit it, I ran on stage, like, let me hit me an X-Pop. Once I hit that, it was over. It was I never practiced with the band. I never went to the studio with the band. I just knew when to come in there because I know music.
Right.
So I had a cheat code.
After that, I blew up.
That's what's
That's
up,
awesome.
Man.
I salute you on that. It has to be a great feeling to be the first female, like, you know, to do anything. So when you get that title,
I make history, guys, and I don't even know it. When I did the battle, right before Rebel Battle, I did a battle on BBR versus Mo Better. That was the first male versus female battle on their league, and they've been established for 3 years.
Right.
Oh, wow.
And I don't even battle on their league. I don't even battle on their league. They wanted me to battle because I did good on my own league.
Okay. So tell me this. How did you go from not knowing if you could really rap to, like, battle rapping? Like, you really battle rap. So tell me, how did that transition take place?
T-Rex that battle raps on Smack is my daughter's goddad. He's my godbrother. Then Miss Hustle that raps on Smack too, number one lady of battle rap. She's my god sister. But I wasn't battling. I have a crazy attitude. I'll admit to it. So I didn't see myself doing that because I'm like, man, I ain't trying to be a bit fighting nobody and getting in trouble and stuff like that. And if I go, my niggas gonna go. It's gonna be something crazy. So I don't want to be like, I'm starting nothing. But when I looked on Instagram about June, my godbrother was battling with Capital Battlegrounds. He don't battle. So I said, hold up. If he don't do it, I can do it.
Right.
I never had to audition because they looked at my videos and looked at my 5,000 views, 2,000 views, stuff like that. I was like, you don't need it. We need you. So I signed up and got my first battle. It was over after that.
Awesome. Well, that's absolutely amazing, and thank you so much for answering my questions, and I'm going to pass it on to the rest of the panel, and I'm going to give it to our DJ Sergeant Rob. Okay. You got questions for Ms. OG Prime?
Oh, yes, you know what I'm saying? First of all, we'd like to thank you for stopping through, giving us some of your time and your talent, and just to chop it up with us right here on Grown Folks Business. We really do appreciate that.
Me too.
All right, look, I'm a real live DJ, right? So I'm going to ask you some damn DJ questions. Now, I don't want you to spare nobody's feelings. You got to keep it 1,000. I don't want you to be, this is my partner, tell the damn truth. You understand? These weak white folks around you. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
Now, as far as battle rapping the circuit, period, what is the money looking like for the winners nowadays? Because you never hear nobody talking about how much money is being put up for this battle, how much money is being put up for this battle. It's just, you know, a whole bunch of people rapping and everybody battling, but nobody knows what's really going on behind the scenes. So what's the money looking like on the battle circuit right now?
Well, I'm going to be honest. The only people that are really getting paid are Smack, Queen of the Ring, and if you're on a big platform, and if you're a veteran in it. My league, personally, Capital Battleground, does not pay at this point because they just started and we all doing it off of loyalty and we're trying to get sponsors and find a niche to get some money so we can get paid. The other leagues that I have battled on do pay. I don't know how much, but I didn't get paid yet because I only had one battle on BBR. My next battle on a different league will be January 21st. In Bergen County, New Jersey, and then this morning I got booked for Trap House Back League, Battle League in New York. I have to battle on that league in March. So once I get I kill a couple of vets, or like get up a little bit, or get in Queen of the Ring or something like that, then I'll bona fide get paid. But right now I'm doing this one for loyalty and trying to put DC on.
Okay, then that's what's up. Now, that's a good-ass look, you know what I'm saying? Because, like I say, you never hear many people discuss what go on behind the scenes and how it's, you know, all connected up together, you know what I'm saying, to form different entities that y'all got going on. All right, now, as far as the DJs in your area, do they prefer regular artists? Or do they support the battle rappers too? And I want you to be honest.
The DJs in my area, sometimes they really don't care. It's who's popping. It's who shows love, loyalty, and a lot of DJs show favoritism. A lot show favoritism. especially the regular radio. On the regular radio, 93.9, 95.5, you gotta jump through hurdles to even get on the radio. You gotta know somebody to know somebody to get on the regular radio. As far as DC based though, regular like your internet show, DC, I've been on every one. They all love me. They know I'm a real vet. They know I keep it 100. They know I've been pushing for the women in the city for 16 years. So they don't throw me shade. They'll spend me in a minute. A DJ from DC gave my Panda Prana remix to a DJ in Baltimore, and they played me on the real radio in Baltimore this summer. My Panda remix.
Wow.
From a DJ in the city showing me love. I put three songs that we did early on, and I just threw them on YouTube after I released the video. Do you know one of the songs got picked up by an Atlanta DJ in 30 minutes, and he played it on an Atlanta radio station in 30 minutes? The song didn't even have 20 views on YouTube.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I just got to get to the right people. That's why I'm glad that I have people like you all, real human beings that know what it's about to go through the struggle and people that hate on you and brush you off and don't believe in you, or fake be your friend till they really know you about to make it, then here come the hate.
Wow.
I see
crazy.
It.
Yeah.
I'm with you too, since we're talking grown-up talk. Y'all know the little faggy boy Wale beefing with me, right?
The little
queen is heated. I got that queen heated, honey. Wale is heated, honey. See, I don't have my age. I'm 41. And number one female rapper in D.C., top 10 artists out of males and females. He jumped on there with me, said I was too old and washed up and all this. But I did a diss on you that got me one of my 7 nominations for my DMV Underground Awards. I got honored this year. At 41 years old, I got honored.
Okay. Now, what is the big deal going on with you and Wale? Let's dig into that little business right quick. You know what I'm saying?
Well, like I was saying, from me running the go-go scene, far as female, no female was running the go-go scene for 10 years straight. That was Prana. On that mic with Backyard Essence, Listen, CCB, whatever band I wanted to play with, I could go in the band. He was on stage in the corner with a backpack, dirty dreads. Nobody knew who he was. We knew he wasn't from D.C. He stuck out like a sore thumb. But I guess Genghis gave him a pass, and we all was like, okay, we respect it. G let him up in. Well, that's a friend. Later on in life, he go overseas. He blow up. He come back. He was down Bray Farms on his bait video, and Bray Farms fuck with me. Oi, boy, shout out to them. One Way Nucci, he on tour right now, too. Boobie's son, Nucci, blowing up right now. So I'm down the farms with them. He doing a baby video. I say, Wale, you ain't got no girls with none of your stuff. You ain't got nobody from DC with your stuff. What's up? You know I'm the hottest one out here. Like, let's do a feature. Oh, you got to talk to my manager. He points at some little guy about 15 years old. I'm looking like, are you for real? Don't you run your own music? So he said some other stuff. Yeah, he said some other stuff. I brushed him off. I still got in the video, still took a picture with him and my daughter, and because we already knew each other from being in the go-go. So fast forward. I got an artist. She knows a guy named Wax that be with Wale, and they be around this little neighborhood of Lincoln Heights or whatever. So they got Wale to come around Lincoln Heights. She talked to him. He said, yeah. She said, I want to do some music. He said, all right, here go my number. When you do the song, call me. Fast forward, she gets to my studio. We do the song. I tell her. She said, well, this for Wale. I said, look, I'm going to get on your song. Make sure you let him know. My part are not for him. Don't worry about my part. He ain't got to listen to my part. I'm just making your song hot. So people get me to do features a lot here, too. So she finally waits for him. She called him. I got the song, Wale. He like, well, what would you do with that? She said, I did it in Prana. Prana got her own studio. She my manager. So the other dude was like, Prana? How old is Prana now? Jennifer says 40. Wale say, oh, nah, man. Tell her she too old. She washed up. Anybody in D.C. 35 and over ain't going to make it. Tell him it's too late. She need to give it up and give it to the kids. Not knowing I have my own studio in my home that I built, me and my brother built. I give free studio time around the way, and I also get paid studio time. And I also engineer. Every Wale dish I heard, I recorded it myself. So who's washed up?
Damn.
9,000 views on Panda and Cut It. I take that myself with my own personal cameraman that recorded the video, and I told him how to direct the video and sat right there with him when he edited. So all those ideas are mine. So who's washed up?
Wow.
Oh, wow, my brother was in jail. My brother just got released from jail a week ago. So fast forward, I dropped Cut It, and OG Prana got it on him back in January. He never dropped a diss. June come, I go across the street, to go holler at one of my mans and them. I just so happened to see the dude that was on the freeway with Wale and my artist. So I slide up on him. What's up? Why is my name on the y'all mouth like that? Like, really? But, and, you know, I don't rap with y'all. Like, y'all shouldn't be worrying about me. I ain't worrying about y'all. Oh, nah, he ain't said it like that. I don't care how he said it. Like, what? He said it. He sneaked this one. I said, but guess what, though? I was never beefing with your man, never mentioned you because you didn't say it. He said it. I said, but I wasn't beefing with your man. I just had to humble him. I'm a woman of Islam. Y'all are men of Islam. We haven't been beefing anyway. And I gave this man a hug, y'all, and squashed the beef. You know this man called Wale as soon as I left, and Wale dropped a diss on me that night called Smackdown.
Oh.
On Summer on Sunset, the song Smackdown, that's for me. So write this down so y'all can go play it when y'all finish and listen. Smackdown by Wale. So after he dropped SmackDown, I went back the next day and went in my studio and dropped Spin the Bend. That means I squashed the beef, now you talking shit, so now I got to come back, right?
Yeah.
So my brother say in the hook, you bitch-ass niggas won't make me spin the bend. I say, skirt, skirt, on the hook. So then Wale comes last month, November about 17th, and drops Pull Up, Hop Out by the little boy with a rapper. Pull up, hold up, hop out. Yo, bitch, she on my bitch. Yeah, that John. He took that little boy verse and put it on a song to diss me on. The little boy don't even know he made a diss to me. Wale says in the beginning credits of the song, hold up, little bitch on Wale. She said, pull up, no engine, skirt up. That's the response back to the spin the bend, skirt, spin.
No.
Right.
Damn.
I did pull up over, but I'm not dropping it until I do the video on New Year's. But my sister just called me an hour ago and said Wale did another song, and this time it was on the radio on 91.9, and he finally said my name. That's all I wanted him to do.
He's
heated.
This is heated.
I'm trying to tell y'all. I did something that a lot of people in the city wouldn't do. Yeah, like, some people come from
Mexican, yeah. Ain't nobody. Is he really a booty bandit?
He's a butthole bandit, peanut butter. I'm like, nah, I ain't gonna say that. But look, I'm just saying, you beat him with a female, though. So you look suspect. Like, all these dudes in the city that don't like Wale, because Wale curry people, Wale act like he don't know you. He act like he never met you, and he act like that he's better than you. He's not from D.C. If he was from D.C., he wouldn't act funny to another dude from D.C. He's from Montgomery County, Maryland. He is not from Washington, D.C. He's from the outer skirts of Maryland. He's not even from the line. He's not even from the D.C. line. He's way back here.
Damn.
And he know I'm really from here.
Oh, my God.
Show me a birth certificate or a lease that said you ever lived here, and I believe it. Show me a lease that say Washington, D.C., and you got it in a place, apartment, or home, and it was yours. Or show me your birth certificate say you was born in Washington, D.C. I'll shut the fuck up.
Damn.
Damn.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm going to tell you something, Wale. I don't know what you done did, but I can promise you, New Year's, I'm going to be online trying to see what this response is. And I'm going to go check out your diss over there. We're going to see what... Yeah, we're going to see what's really good. Now, I want to get Heyru a chance to ask his questions because we got to get into your music. Heyru, go ahead with your questions, please.
I mean, my question's kind of simple, man. I mean, I honestly feel like female rappers don't get, like, enough credit. But at the same time, a man can't really win an argument with a woman. So do you feel that women have an advantage when it comes to battle rapping against a dude?
What you mean?
Like, for content of what you can say. You know what I mean. You know what I'm saying?
No, say it again. Say the question again.
Saying, do you feel that female rappers have an advantage over male rappers when it comes to battle rapping?
Oh, of course. We're meaner. We're tougher than men. Only thing that makes the men fight is the testosterone and the fight and the lures and the... It's for men to do. You know what I'm saying? But... sometimes you got women ready to knock a nigga the fuck out, like me. So, in a way, I say too, because a dude is going to go at me off, oh, you a B, you a hoe, you this, you that. That's not going to work, because I'm not that, and everybody know I'm not, so it never works.
Right, right.
And then a lot of guys steal the girl bars. When I just battled Mo Better and the battles that I had, when Capital Battlegrounds, when we just had our last battles, I heard a lot of my stuff been, you know, saying. And two, when I did the Black Blue Battle, my daughter said Gangstalition, I had a Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump bar. Disaster had just started following our page at that time, and we got to watch the battle. When Disaster battle official out L.A., he said something about Donald Trump and Mrs. Clinton. That's my son.
Wow.
So they do it. All the time they do it. They do it.
That's what's up. My second question is, do you follow like battle rap? Have you been like a student of it? Have you like researched and been into it and all of that?
Yeah, I was already into it. I had, like I said, T Rex is my godbrother. He's my daughter, Princess Godfather. I'm Dot Mob, so that means everybody in Dot Mob is my brothers and sisters. And Hustle is my god sister. I'm in a movie called Smoke Road that's filmed in D.C. Tay Rock, yeah. T-Top, Briz Royston, Sting, Nunu Nails and Hustle also was in that movie as well. So it's like I was a kind of around them a little bit anyway, but I never sat and prepared bars until I started battling. I don't know how I came up with this stuff, y'all. I ain't gonna lie.
Okay, that's another thing I wanted to ask you. Do you think battle rapping has evolved over the years? Because now I notice, like, if you watch some of these videos, some of these shows where guys are battle rapping, it's like they forgetting their lines. How do you forget lines or how do you forget bars in a battle rap? Like, a battle rap is supposed to be spontaneous.
Unprepared, not taking it seriously, not being hungry anymore, stardom. Some people get up top tier and get the top tier and get lazy because, okay, now I'm top tier now. I don't got to work as hard. Or now I got millions of thousands of fans. I don't have to do as much when your fans are looking for you to do your next battle better than you did your last battle because they want to see you kirk out and get better as well. So if people getting lazy,
right,
you got to have a love for
it. Yeah, I thought that happened with
you. Yeah.
I saw Cassidy do that, so, you know, I mean, I understand how it go. But I'm just saying it's like now I don't get the whole, like I said, I used to like the battle rap, and I used to be kind of caught into it myself. But it's like now people study you for, like, 2-3 months, and then they just talk about, like, you know, they study your history, and that's what the battle is about, as opposed to, like, this movie bad and looking at you and just coming off the dome, for real coming off the dome. It's like basically people is writing their battle.
The art is if you can freestyle a battle and win, then you have it. If you can write and prepare bars and win without forgetting, like you were saying, and all of that, you got it.
Yeah.
So it's not a war against written and freestyle, but the battlers at times make it that, like, say, like, if I go against somebody and he freestyled and I wrote, he can, like Rebel tried to lie in the battle at the end and say, Nigga, recite this written. You just spit written to me, Slim. What are you talking about? I know you wrote that shit. You ain't freestyling that crap. Anyway, it was going to be crap for you to freestyle it, but still, another artist and writer knows if you wrote or not. And I encourage artists and other people, I don't care what nobody say. Oh, if you can freestyle, great. That's a gift to you. But I think you should write because that showed me you sat down and you put your heart, your brain, and your sweat and your pen in it. And that's what made you know you got your $2 bill for that. You going to get Foreman Mills your $2 bill? Oh, no. So, yeah, I got it because you dropped it. My bad, y'all. She dropped some money on the floor in the store. We in the store doing some late Christmas shopping.
Okay.
I know that's right. Now,
I know what I'm going to get songs and stuff on. Come on, man.
I've been playing this Holy Smoke over here, and I wanted to play this HBIC. Could you tell me a little bit about that track? What is that track about?
Okay, the HBIC is my first song that I ever recorded on my own on GarageBand. The beat came from my man Trap Star. He's a DMV. He makes beats. He and a DMV little young guy. He gave me the beat, and when I heard the beat, it just made me, like, I just had to put something on it. So I was thinking, like,
okay,
I'm just coming back out. I'm taking my spot back. I'm still number one because nobody not number one. So it ain't go nowhere, cousin. I love you. It ain't go nowhere. I'm doing an interview on the radio live, y'all. Say yeah. So I sat at the computer and recorded it, and it came out good. So I put it on Facebook. I sat back and turned my phone up, put it on Facebook. And I got so many shares, and this other guy offered me to be on the radio, but I wasn't too sure because I didn't know about it yet, and I wasn't trying to jump out and nobody steal my song, so I turned it down because it wasn't copyrighted or anything yet at the point yet. But I did not know that song was that good until I had a show on MLK at a club, and all the girls knew the verses word by word. They knew the song word by word on HBIC. I love that song.
Awesome. We're going to get into it right now, you guys. OG Prada, HBIC, we're going to come back. 5971, I do see you. We're going to get you on the line when we get back to speak with OG Prada. And here we go, HBIC. Hang on tight.
How you doing, 5971? We on a very, very tight schedule. How you doing, Dawu?
I'm doing wonderful. God is good. Happy holidays to everybody. And shout out to the panel, DJ Stars and Rock, God, Hey Wu. Especially you, Tweety Bird. You beautiful, baby. And your support is power. Best believe that. And I want to salute my OG, my Earth, She's an herb, Peiwu. She got the knowledge. Best believe that.
Okay.
And I'm proud of her, and I just wanted to call in and support her.
Thank
That's
you.
About it. So how you
We
feeling,
really
babe?
Appreciate you, Dabu.
Yes, most definite. I'm going to always support because I believe in the underground. I don't even listen to major radio. I wish the station could stay on 24/7. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's like right now it's my OG's time. And I just want to salute her. I can't wait to work with her.
Yes.
All I got to do is go to her house. You know, she's like fam. You know what I mean? She know all
girl,
my blood.
Girl, studios in the basement.
That's right, baby.
Okay.
So, yeah. So that's all. That's all. I just want to call and support her
okay.
and let her know that Dao will love her. And I'm going to support her and continue to promote her. And
thank
you know,
you.
This, you know, real recognize real. You know what I mean?
Peace, God. Thank you, God.
Amen.
That's right, baby.
That's what's happening. Thank you, Dao. Okay, now what
yes.
we're going to do right now is have everybody give out their information, how to find, follow, get a hold to you. OG Prana, we're going to start with you. Tell everybody how to get a hold to you if they want to get you for features, how they find your music. Go ahead and give everybody the information now.
Okay, if anybody want to send me any beats or do any features, send me the song or whatever, my email is Prana Bell, that's PRANABELL, number 4@gmail.com. My Facebook is OG Prana, GMFE. My Instagram is OGPrana_GMFE. Y'all can reach me online or go on my YouTube. Go subscribe to my YouTube channel, please. Prana the GMFE. Got some hot hits on there for y'all. Y'all gonna love it. You won't be mad. I guarantee you won't be mad.
That's right. That's what's happening. You guys make sure you do that. And let's see who's up on the board. DJ Sergeant Rock, go ahead.
And go to the Battle Rap Leagues. I got three battles on Capitol Battle, two battles on Capitol Battleground, three battles on Capitol Battleground, and one battle on
okay.
BB Artists, Bar Benders, Regiment. And the two battles I got coming up, one in Jersey, Bergen County, CGBL, and one on Trap House Battlegrounds in New York in March.
Okay, make sure you tag us and so we can follow.
I gotcha. I'm going to add you to the group.
Okay, absolutely. That's what's up. DJ Sergeant Rock, go ahead, baby.
All right, y'all. You already know what it is. DJ Sergeant Rock broadcasting live from the underground. You can catch me right here rocking with Tweety B on Saturday. You know what I'm saying? With the guard, Hey Roo, on Post Business. And you can catch me every Tuesday and Thursday nights. You understand me? With Ground Hard Radio, the number one internet radio network in the country and the world, Craig. If you got any DJ drops, any music, any acapellas you need me to remix, anything you want to send me, just send it to my email, you understand me? All lowercase, DJ Sergeant Rock, that's DJ SGTROCK, the number 48, at sale.com. You know what I'm saying? Because this is a Mississippi global movement, and we out. You know what I'm talking about?
Out shit.
That's what's happening.
Hey.
God, hey, room.
Can I say
yeah,
one more thing, y'all?
Yeah.
Sure.
My man, shout out to Hot Boy Turk. You hear me?
Yeah.
This is the realest down south brother I ever met in my life. Hot Boy Turk got
me
in three of the videos. And, you know, when he got back out, I started following him, you know, showing the love. You know, everybody fuck with Hot Boy for years anyway, right? So then
right.
he surprised me. He said, all my fans, I want y'all, he had a song called He said, I want all my fans to make the best face and add me to it. If I like it, I'm going to put it on my page. I wake up one morning taking my daughter Princess to school, and my man hit me and add me and say, good morning, queen. Look who made the cut. I look on Instagram and Turk put my picture in his video. No asking, no nothing. Yes, no nothing. And this one, Wale first started beefing with me. And I'm just on my grind, niggas hating on me. So that went big. So then Turk was about to do a movie about himself at Bankroll Fresh, rest in peace, was going to play Turk in the movie. Bankroll Fresh and Lil Boosie did the remake of with Turk. They was about to film the video and Bankroll got killed. So Turk decided to do a tribute video, double video shoot to Bankroll with the remix and the Still My Nigga. And we in those videos, as well as my 7-year-old daughter, my sisters, we all hopped in the car and drove. Now Turk called me personally and was like, look, y'all want to come? It's open. Y'all can come. He didn't think we was going to come. We hopped out that truck. We here. So after that, he been like, you my sister. I'm like, you my brother. You been my brother from God. So now, like, it's really official. This man working so hard, got his wife. His wife stayed faithful. They had twins when he got out. She just fought breast cancer, and she's a breast cancer survivor. He made her a new mixtape. They in love, and I love it. That's real black love. If you have that new corner, you can make it anywhere. You can make it anywhere. And that's all we need. Like sister said, more love, and we'll make it.
That's what's up.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
Don't know.
Shout out to
okay, the guy. Hey, Ruth, spit us out your information so we can get ready to get out of here. Feed third.
Yeah, y'all can catch me on Twitter at Heru Kuti Reborn. That's HERUKHUTIREBORN. Or catch me on the block, but roll up like the police, man. Hands up. I need to see what you're doing, man. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't play.
That's what's up. All right, you guys, Merry Christmas to everybody, and we will see you after the holidays over here on Saturdays at 12 p.m. on Grind Heart Radio. Make sure you check us out, and we love you, and we will see you next time. Peace
out. That was good.
Grind Hard Radio, grown folks business, number one.
And you know this.
Trill.